Welcome. You're listening to Casually Baked, the podcast, home base for the can of curious. Thanks for tuning in.
It's high time. We had a high time together. Together. Yes, it's high time. We had a high time together.
Hi, y'all. I'm Joe, your host and cannabis lifestyle guide. If you've been listening to Casually Baked the podcast, I hope you're enjoying this sneak peek into my life. I'm telling you, it sure does make it easier to explain things when I can do it anecdotally through my firsthand accounts and of those near and dear to my Texas-sized heart. I hope you don't mind, but there are no guests on today's show. It's just you and me, my friend. And since we're alone, I could really use an overshare session. Oversharing has been a thing in my world since I was in college. I found my voice and said what was on my mind. Some of my best college buddies took me on oversharing trips to places that left me speechless, wishing I could erase the visuals from my brain. Places I dare not speak of or journey to again. But don't worry, I value our friendship and I promise not to share classified secrets or traumatize you in any way. All right, so I'll go first. When I'm not being your favorite cannabis lifestyle guide, I'm side hustling as a love and relationship writer. A couple days a week, I sit in an office of lovely women creating love connections all over the world. I overhear their conversations and use what I learn as fodder for their blogs and social media. As a single gal, it really is a dream job. I've become friends with a few matchmakers who have made it their mission to find Mr. Right, or Mr. Right Now, I'm open. And recently, for market research and my own personal benefit, I was gifted access to a personal dating assistant. So after a get-to-know-me interview and handing over access to my personal Instagram account, Karen, my new personal dating assistant, went to work on a dating profile and curating an album of perfect dating photos for yours truly. So when all this was going on, my friend and business manager, Katie, happened to be visiting me when I received a message from my dating assistant that my profile was ready for review. She'd chosen two dating platforms for me, Match.com and OkCupid. So I opened the email, and there's not copy in an email body to review, but links to the dating sites with my credentials. And I'm not lying when I say heat rushed through my body. My ears felt like they were on fire. You know, that always happens to me when I have a gut realization that I'm fucked or exposed in a way that I'm not in control of. Isn't that weird how our bodies do that? So I hurriedly logged in with Katie hovering over my shoulder, giggling, saying, "Oh my God, this is so much fun." And I'm like, "Yeah, for you, Katie, the one who's all domesticated and buying a dog, not being shopped around and critiqued on the World Wide Web." But anyway, I digress. I logged into the first account, and there I was, on display. I scrolled through the pictures quickly, and Katie assured me that Karen, my new dating assistant, had chosen wisely. Now, as a writer, my main concern was making sure I didn't sound like an idiot with incomplete sentences and grammatical faux pas all over the page. So I was low-level freaking out that I didn't get to take a day to look over everything and perfect it and maybe sleep on it and then wake up the next day and meditate on it, take a few deep breaths, and then flip the switch and turn the spotlight onto myself in this weird-ass world of online dating. Instead, Karen shoved my ass off the high dive before I was ready.
Thanks, Karen.
So I was frantically reworking the content of my profile, editing live under pressure, and I paused at one point to check out the dashboard of the dating platform and, you know, seeing what was going on, what it's all about, all the bells and whistles. And I clicked on a lightning bolt, wondering what it might do. And I almost shit my proverbial pants as I watched a counter quickly climb from 20 to 50 to 100 to 400 to 700 to 800. And then before I knew it, there were almost 1,000 men simultaneously looking at me. Well, you know what I mean, looking at my profile. I fucking freaked out. I screamed, slapped my MacBook shut, smoked a bowl with Katie, and went for a hike. So when we came back, she wanted to read through emails. She thought it would be fun. So we came back to about 90 emails. And I promise, she had way more fun than me reading through them. Luckily, I had a personal dating assistant to read through them and respond. The idea being that she learns what I like and then is my virtual wingman, corresponding with dudes through the apps and sending me the Cliff's Notes and phone numbers. It was so funny. I would open my email and find a string of messages titled Winning. It's really a great system, but I only had the service for a few weeks, so now the burden of online dating is back on me. And it is a bitch. Fortunately, there are benefits of being casually baked while online dating, and I am going to share with you what I've discovered. Number one, it's way less depressing to sift through emails and profiles while you're high. The benefits of THC quieting the mind chatter keeps the searching light and the terrible emails and poorly suggested matches comical.
Puff, puff. Ew! Pass.
Pot helps me belly laugh instead of crying into a tub of ice cream. Number two, as an out and proud cannabis consumer, on my dating profile, I am direct about my daily use and career in the cannabis space. That level of transparency saves me from fielding communication from uptight a-holes. And as a woman, the fewer interactions I have with assholes, real or proverbial, the happier I am. Number three, for most women, a lot of time and energy goes into pre-date preparation. There's too much tendency for our gender to overthink something that could end up being a whole lot of nothing. That said, I'm an eternal optimist, so I'm always hopeful things will go well, but I don't get bogged down in the bullshit and spend too much time in front of a mirror like I used to. Instead, I wait until the last minute, get casually baked, throw on something that says,
"I tried, but not that hard."
Which is what I did the other night. Which brings me to number four. Since it was a lovely evening, I walked to my destination and took a few puffs off of my vape pen just before arriving on time, as discussed in our pre-date communication. You know, the,
"Are we still doing this? Yeah, okay, cool. What time and where?"
type shit. I arrived on time, per usual, and since there was no room at the bar to wait for my date to arrive, the hostess sat me. I texted my date to say
I'd scored our table, and he couldn't miss me when he walked in.
And I picked up the menu to peruse. 5 minutes later, I received a text from the dude.
Hi, Joe. Can't tonight. I'm very sorry.
Yeah, you heard me. Fucker. And let me tell you, I'm so grateful I was casually baked. Because what I did text wouldn't have been my sans cannabis reaction.
Oh, okay.
I immediately typed and sent without hesitation. Less than a minute after that, I was typing a second message. It was like my thumbs were on autopilot.
No problem. Haven't ordered a thing.
I stood up, gathered my things, told the hostess my friend couldn't make it and I didn't want to bogart the table and would dine at the bar, which is my favorite fucking place to sit anyway. I sat down at the bar, ordered a glass of wine, and with my heart wide open and my body and mind casually baked, I blessed this fucking dude who ditched me. In that moment, I felt more confident than I probably have the right to. This had zero to do with me and everything to do with him, which is an idea I've always struggled with when it comes to relationships with men. I can testify. Being stood up, left, or abandoned without explanation is fucking traumatic and something I'm embarrassed to say I'm quite familiar with. But when you've had your bubble burst as many times as I have, it becomes less scary and more like the familiar growing pains of becoming who we're meant to be. If I hadn't been high when that fucker disrespected me and my time, he would have learned new uses for my favorite four-letter words in my reply text. When I say cannabis is as good for you mentally as it is physically, I'm not lying. Cannabis is nature's mood stabilizer. For real. Thank you so much for listening. It feels good to get that off of my chest. Now it's your turn to share. How is cannabis helping you in your life? Or maybe you're curious and have questions about cannabis for wellness. Whatever it is, I'd love to hear from you. Maybe you even just want to tell me what you think about the show. Email or send an audio message to ask@casuallybaked.com. And if you feel entertained, informed, and uplifted by the vibes I'm putting out into the world, please rate and review this podcast on Apple iTunes. I know it seems ridiculous, but this shiz matters in the digital age. Okay, enough rambling. I'll let you go. Until next week. Casually Baked, the podcast, was created, recorded, produced, edited by the team of Just Joe. Our theme music is by my handsome and fabulous friend Seth Walker. If you aren't familiar with his music, check out his latest album, Gotta Get Back, wherever you are buying your music these days. I know he didn't create High Time for me, but it sure as shit sounds like he did, right? I hope you'll tune in next time. Thanks for hanging out. Things were way less complicated back when I smoked candy cigarettes and Cokes were 50 cents. But pot's legal now and women are taking charge, so I'm not complaining. And by the way, I never heard back from the guy. But he gave me the idea for this podcast. So, yay! I'm taking the win.